RCEF Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
How are you?
Pretty good. Done had some coffee and just got a couple of hot pockets out of the microwave and getting ready to get my day started.
Check those hot pockets and you're not starting with the pepperoni ones before the day gets going.
And not really breakfast. I don't guess they are the pepperoni.
He gets an early start on that.
Best iron stomach, so I'll be alright.
There's no difference in my raiding the fridge and eating cold pizza in the morning.
It's about the same thing. So, I guess you on your way to work.
Yeah, unfortunately, a little bit earlier. I've enjoyed some late days here lately, not having to be there till 7, but today you gotta get there and start up normal stuff.
Yeah, repeater seemed to be a little scratchy this morning.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
Okay, you come in solid. Go ahead, pick it up.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, David.
RWZM.
Yep, I'm going to get to my breakfast. KF4NXY.
Been on the radio in a while. What you doing this morning?
Turned it on. 07. That's why y'all ain't heard me on here much anymore. I've had a 7-to-7 job for just about a year now.
I was just sitting here thinking, I like the 7 start. I don't know if I'd want to work the 12-hour shift, but...
Yeah, 7-to-7. Boy, the 7 at night to 7 in the morning was long.
Days. I've done both daylight and nighttime 7-to-7, so I know how it goes.
Andrew,
still kind of odd. I mean, we're supposed to be running the rest of this week. We got enough parts for that. Next week is a different story. It changes every day, so the only thing we can do is just wait and see.
So you get to work more.
We're down about 2,500 units now. Question is can we even get the parts to make them up? So normally we, you know, they would schedule Saturdays and stuff, but I don't know that we'll have enough parts to be able to make up those cars.
7-4 now, Daniel.
Utilities in Dacusville.
Wind supplies for the morning crew.
The different stuff, hauling heavy equipment. Concrete storm drains and concrete sewer structures and dump trailers, while using dump trailers, and also I've done dump trucking for them too. I do all kinds of different stuff. It's just about different every day.
That would be more of a daytime job. I was just trying to figure out how you do that at night.
I'm saying I have worked night shifts before, not at this company, but I've worked from 7 at night until 7 in the morning at a different job that I used to work at.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood in the beginning.
Good. Before HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
AZM.
I'm no here, Daniel. Heard you talking about the parts issue. What part is it y'all are missing, or is it just one or a couple?
Just one, and it's basically the main brains of the vehicle that we're missing, that module. So, like I said, right now, we're supposed to be able to be good to run this week, but now they're
they're trying to figure out whether we're going to be short on other parts. And I think the main thing is it's not really that we're just truly out. We're having to share, like with the in China, they just launched the new i3. Well, it's the only plant that's building the new electric vehicle 3 series, and I don't think they're not wanting to run those. So we're kind of sacrificing parts and not running for us so they can make sure they build some cars.
Parts just not enough to go around.
My current understanding that I've got out of it, because kind of that China's taking the priority right now with that particular model. And I'm just guessing at the model itself, but knowing as much as they're putting into the electric vehicles, it wouldn't surprise me if that's it. But yeah, so we've got the parts as a group, but they're trying to share them between the different plants.
Push to go to EV, I would agree with you. They're focusing their attention there and pulling from everybody else to do it.
They came out with was like a little smart car, like those ones you see driving down the interstate. It was ugly. This one's actually, it's nice looking. It's just a 3 Series sedan. I mean, it looks good, but, you know, that's still back to that whole EV discussion.
The EV thing is we don't have the electric power grid infrastructure to be able to keep up with all that stuff if we were to put all the gasoline cars over to electric.
That is definite right there. I mean, the infrastructure is not there. Although I did read, you know, Walgreens was going to add the level 2 chargers, which are not very good. So it was, you pay like $4 for 90 minutes of charging, and on some brands that's only like 20 miles. I just can't imagine sitting there for 90 minutes and only getting 20 miles out of it.
And now sitting there, right?
The Walgreens plugged up for 90 minutes just so you get 20 miles. And I think that was on like versions like the Nissan Golf. You know, apparently it doesn't have as strong a charger as like a Tesla. So a Tesla will be able to get more out of the 90 minutes, but like the little Golf or Leaf or whatever it is, it would only get like 20 miles.
Everything turned off while you're sitting there in the 100-degree heat, KN4 TFW.
For HGX. Well, at least they're doing it at the Walgreens where you can go get your anxiety meds and medication to medicate you for all the anger you're going to have.
And you can get some grocery shopping done. You know, Walgreens sells a little bit of groceries and stuff too, so it's kind of a one-stop shop. You just got to be able to make 90 minutes out of it.
Live more than 20 miles away.
Out of the Walgreens for an hour and a half before.
10 minutes if I'm waiting on a prescription.
There's anything in there or near enough to keep you 90 minutes occupied.
Definitely that. And I mean, then when you think about it, I mean, at $4 for 20 miles, it's worse than you're paying for gasoline.
Hear that, Andrew. They don't want to hear that part of it.
Say that.
Well, they ain't going to get you nowhere up here in these mountains, because they're going to kill the battery even faster.
That works. It is. I think the level 2s are probably what most people would install in their house. You know, that's the easiest charger you would have. So, how many miles does it get? Do you have to leave it plugged in overnight? You know, unlike the superchargers, which do 80% in like 30 minutes on a Tesla, yeah, how long do you have to keep these chargers up? So I guess you just plug it up when you go to bed, and hopefully it'll be full in the morning. I don't know. I don't understand that.
Time it said that on the regular 110 chargers that they give you, it only gives you like 5 miles per hour of charge.
To buy the better chargers, period.
But what, $4,000 for the charger and about $5,000 for somebody to install it?
Aren't they three-phase? the upgraded charger?
Read that part yet.
Three-phase, or is it something else? Because I want to say it's a 480 volts, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
I think you're correct, Andrew, but 480 is three-phase.
So I'm thinking 240, but God, almighty, depending on where your box is, you know, you still want it on the main. Oh, man, I don't know. I can't imagine it. But, well, gentlemen, I'm about to say 7-3. I'm getting off of my exit. Driving the wife's car, so I'm going to snatch this antenna off the car. So, y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you this afternoon when I get off work. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a great day. KO4HGX.
Have a good one. KN4GFW.
4WZM. Up early in the side, I turn it on for a few minutes before I leave. Change to the repeater for a second.
Getting up here on the outskirts of it, and I said just glad you joined us this morning.
Ever ride bikes with a guy named Tony Simpson?
No.
Named Andre.
Earlier, I don't know his last name though.
If he rides at least a couple or three times a week, but they're, you know, 50 miles after they get off of work.
I'm in the heat right now, that's for sure. I want things to cool down a little bit, and I'll go attack the mountains again.
My bike rider the other day, we were going to Caesar's Head, and we got up there, and then I recognized him that he made it there, and he rode from Traveler's Rest all the way to Caesar's Head.
Friday, I used to do that from downtown Greenville.
I climbed that big hill after I just rode from Greenville.
The track that always seemed the longest didn't take any time coming down the mountain, but then riding back to Greenville took forever. A miserable run to that one, leave from Traveler's Rest and go ride to the top of Sassafras and back. I've done that too.
Better bike and a lot more exercise before I try something like that.
Out at more than 20% grade, it's really tough.
Chandler, KO4HS. Go ahead and say 7-3. I'll lose the repeater here in just a few minutes. So y'all have a good day. Good to hear from you. It's good to hear you this morning. See what you do. Thank you. I'm going to be out for you this afternoon. KN4HX, and I'll be clear.
You have a good one. KN4GFW.
See you later on. KJ4WZM.
Good morning, Daniel.
Turn on my radio.